From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudet, and this is Idaho Matters. For many, spending time outdoors can be a relaxing experience. But did you know it can also be therapeutic? While forest therapy may not be as well known as other healing practices, it is one that's growing in popularity, offering both physical and mental benefits. And starting in April, certified nature and forest therapy guide Casey O'Leary will be leading weekly forest bathing walks for those interested in slowing down and connecting with the local environment. She's joining us now to tell us more. Good afternoon, Casey. And I think you're muted. There we go.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Okay, tell us about forest bathing. What is it? Where did it come from? But I guess first and foremost, what is forest bathing?
Sure. Forest bathing is a kind of a loose term. The way I describe it is it's a mellow, sensory, guided walk in nature. The term came from originated in Japan in the 80s as a response to a rapidly urbanizing Japanese population where high levels of stress and anxiety have been documented to come along with urbanization and digitization. And so they started putting quite a bit of resources toward it, creating trails, nature trails, and then training guides to take folks out on these nature trails to engage using their five senses with the natural world. And they did all this really cool data collection on it. Like they would take people's cortisol levels beforehand and their blood pressure and stuff like that. And then they would do it after the walk. And they found, so they have a lot of data to back up the fact that spending deliberate time in nature in this way has really positive health impacts. And so that's kind of that's where forest bathing as a term came from. It comes from this Japanese term called Shinrin Yoku, and that literally means to bathe in the forest. But not like with a swimming suit or anything like that, not literally in water. They use the term actually because they found that trees emit these phytoncides that are defense chemicals for them. And so we are literally, when we're in the forest, we are literally breathing those in, and they have health impacts for our own bodies. They make our immune system stronger. So there's a lot to it. And then the organization that I'm trained with is called the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy. And Shinrin Yoku, that Japanese practice, is a part of what informs the ANFT guided forest therapy walks. But it's not the entire thing. But that's a good primer on forest bathing.
That is awesome. And it sounds like with all this documentation, and science and research, they know a lot about why it's good for you. So what are some of the benefits of bathing in the forest? You mentioned immune system. What else?
Yeah. So they have documented reduced blood pressure, reduced cortisol levels, there seems to be some positive correlations between, but just better heart health in general. And then we all know all the benefits of spending time outside, right? Increased exposure to vitamin D and all these things that our bodies really need to function. It's fairly new for us humans to be this disconnected from spending time outside. Mm-hmm. There's quite a bit there. Reduced stress levels is one thing also that they've documented. And then of course, each individual person who participates in a forest bathing walk has their own experiences. And those are very different for everyone. I mean, this is kind of the generic data that they've been able to collect across a wide sample size, but various individuals experience various things by consciously engaging in reestablishing or establishing an authentic connection with the natural world. Those have individual benefits for all of us.
So for folks who haven't been on one of these before, what can you expect going on a guided forest bathing walk?
Yeah, so if you are if you're doing it in our area, all the guides that are certified in our area have been certified by the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy. And so on our walks, the way we are trained, is that you will go with a group of folks or by yourselves. You can, depending on what you're looking for, you can schedule a one-on-one walk. Some guides offer those. Some guides offer small group walks. Some guides offer larger group walks, corporate walks, things like that. At each guide, kind of their offerings are a little different. But so you'll be with other people or potentially just with you and the guide. And you you move slowly. It's not like an exercise kind of thing. It's definitely slow and deliberate. You're guided through a series of invitations, which are just that. They are invitations to engage with your senses in certain ways. Some of those are standard sequence that every guide follows on every walk. And then some of those are just kind of guide's choice, whatever the forest is asking for, or that the guide is thinking would be good for the group. And then each invitation, participants just go out on their own for some amount of time. And then they come back together and have an opportunity to share in a group or not share as they may prefer, about whatever came up for them in that experience.
Wow, I like it already. You're gonna take some folks on walks starting in April, as we said. If people want to try this out, are there good places to go to give it a try?
Yeah, I think the easiest way to find out what's being offered is to look, us Idaho guides, we have a Facebook page. I think it's called Idaho Forest Therapy Guides. And so it's definitely good to go there and just find out who's offering what. And all of the individual guides also have their own ways of advertising their own offerings. But you're also welcome to just reach out to a guide that you feel like might be a good fit for you. And just ask them if they would be consider taking you on a walk, or you can join something that they're already doing. All of us kind of occupy slightly different niches, and but we collaborate a lot too.
How important is it to take some time to slow down and to sort of reconnect with the natural world?
I mean, I think we all know that we need that in our fast-paced modern society. I think whether we are aware of it or not, the disconnection from the natural world has real, real profound consequences for our bodies, for our minds, for our spirits, for our sense of connection and our sense of just knowing that it's an essential part of the human experience of being alive. And for many of us, it's pretty far out of reach. And I would say, it's one thing to go and spend time in nature, which I really enjoy doing myself. I mean, I spend a lot of time in the natural world, or outside. I spend a lot of time outside in various capacities. But I would say this is a specific way of spending time, going with a guide on a guided forest bathing walk. It is profound because it is a way that you can carve out this time for yourself, knowing that it's what you are doing in that moment. And so, you know, a lot of times we're squeezing this stuff in amid an already busy life. And there is something to just committing to that and going with someone who's trained to help you facilitate your own nature connection that can really help people have just develop deeper experiences and relationships with natural beings.
Wow. We've been speaking with Casey O'Leary. She's a certified nature and forest therapy guide about forest bathing. She's going to be leading weekly forest bathing walks starting April 2nd. Casey, I want to thank you so much. I think this is fascinating.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.